This is the Parallax for Monday, March 2nd, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. The United States and Israel launched coordinated military strikes against Iran on Saturday in what Trump officials called Operation Epic Fury. The campaign killed Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and multiple senior Iranian officials, involving hundreds of fighter jets, bombers, and air-delivered munitions across more than 100 targets. Three U.S. service members have been killed so far, and President Trump stated that more American casualties are likely before the operation concludes. Trump indicated the campaign could last approximately 4 weeks. How different outlets are framing this. NPR reports that Trump recorded a video address vowing to avenge the three American deaths and accusing the Iranian regime of waging war against civilization itself. The Washington Examiner focuses on the scale of the operation, noting that B-2 stealth bombers struck Iranian ballistic missile facilities using 2,000-pound precision bombs. But The Guardian adds context that Trump appeared to link the attack to his 2020 election loss, stating in a social media post that Iran tried to interfere in that election and now faces renewed war with the United States. Turning to Capitol Hill, congressional reaction to the Iran strikes split largely along partisan lines. Democrats called for congressional approval and war powers resolutions, while Republican lawmakers defended Trump's decision. House Speaker Mike Johnson announced the House will likely vote Thursday on a war powers resolution. A poll suggests only about a quarter of Americans support the attacks. However, some Democrats broke ranks. Senator John Fetterman called the strikes entirely appropriate. Fox News reports that Republican senators, including Tom Cotton and Lindsey Graham, defended Trump's operation on Sunday talk shows. The Guardian notes that while some Democrats welcomed the elimination of Iranian senior leadership, they said the case should have been made to the American public and Congress. In related news, the conflict is already expanding beyond Iran's borders. Hezbollah fired several missiles from Lebanon toward Israel on Sunday, and Israel responded with heavy strikes in southern Beirut, killing at least 31 people. Mohammed Raad, head of Hezbollah's parliamentary bloc, was killed in one of the Israeli strikes. Israel's defense minister said Hezbollah's leader is now a target for assassination. Axios notes this marks an expansion of the conflict to another country and threatens to destabilize Lebanon. Al Jazeera reports that tens of thousands of Lebanese civilians are fleeing the area, as the escalation demonstrates how Iran's regional proxy network is responding to the loss of Khamenei. Meanwhile, Iran launched sustained retaliatory attacks across the Middle East following the initial strikes, firing ballistic missiles and drones at Israel and U.S. military installations across the Gulf region. Five Persian Gulf nations hosting U.S. military bases claim to have collectively shot down more than 1,500 Iranian missiles and drones. Israel reported at least 9 people killed and over 40 injured after an Iranian ballistic missile struck a residential area near Jerusalem. A British military base in Cyprus was targeted in a suspected drone attack, the first strike on a British base there since 1986. The retaliation also sparked violent demonstrations across the region. At least 20 people were killed during protests in Pakistan, with some attempting to storm a U.S. consulate. Al Jazeera reports that mass protests broke out in areas with large Shia Muslim populations, particularly in Pakistan and Iraq, demonstrating how the Iran strikes are reverberating through populations sympathetic to Tehran's religious establishment. On energy markets, oil prices surged the most in 4 years following the strikes. Brent crude jumped as much as 13% at the open on Monday to above $82 per barrel. Bloomberg reports that traders are gauging the impact of the effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz, through which roughly a fifth of the world's oil supply flows. Tanker traffic has nearly halted through the critical waterway. Gas prices at U.S. pumps rose to near $3 per gallon by early March. OPEC and allied producers agreed to boost output by 206,000 barrels per day to help offset potential Iranian supply shortfalls. European natural gas surged 28% amid fears of major disruptions to global energy supplies. Bloomberg also reports that Saudi Arabia's largest refinery at Ras Tanura halted operations after a drone strike in the area. That's the Parallax for Monday, March 2nd. For links to all sources and the full written digest, visit readparallax.com. Thanks for listening.